Now to Egypt, where authorities have closed the Rafah border crossing with the Gaza Strip following a militant attack targeting security forces on the volatile Sinai Peninsula. At least 25 policemen were killed and 2 others injured after militants ambushed 2 minibuses carrying off-duty personnel. The assailants stopped the vehicles near the border town of Rafah and ordered the policemen out, forcing them to lie on the ground. Then they opened fire and killed them execution style. Last week, Egypt said it will shut down the crossing indefinitely, but it was partially reopened on Saturday. The border provides the only access to the outside world for nearly 1.7 million Palestinians living in the besieged territory. The coastal enclave has been under Israel's crippling blockade since 2007. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, tell us exactly what the Rafah border crossing has to do with this violence in the Sinai Peninsula.
Well, regularly, the military and the Ministry of Interior, as soon as any signs of violence or insecurity taking place in the troubled Sinai Peninsula, they close. They closed the Rafah border consequently in order to avoid any traffic flow or the flow from Egypt to the besieged Gaza Strip or otherwise, causing difficulties, of course, for those stranded on the border, and also there, especially that there has been humanitarian cases, and those who are receiving treatment in Egypt have not been allowed to enter. And even though when the Egyptian interim government had announced that it will open the Rafah border partially, it has there were reports that the Palestinians had very limited access to the Egyptian territories, and that to enter through the Rafah border, which was closed for several weeks since the Egyptian military had announced that they will be launching an offensive in the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula following the calls made or the announcements made by General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi that he's going to fight terrorism and also the lawlessness that has been in the Sinai Peninsula since the ouster of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011. And speaking also about the consequences of the attack that has killed 25 soldiers, there is now Apache helicopters hovering over the north of Sinai. There is intense also presence of military troops on the ground following the incident that has claimed the lives of 25 soldiers, and there's also three other conscripts that were wounded and were immediately transferred to the hospital, one of whom is being reportedly in a very critical condition as a result of these attacks by unknown gunmen or assailants on the off-duty conscripts that were returning back to the facility where they were camping out in the troubled Sinai Peninsula. Speaking about the developments on both the political and on the ground in the field developments in Cairo, the Constituent Assembly that was mandated to introduce proposals and amendments to the Constitution are meeting now in Egypt's upper house of parliament, and also reactions there has been some reactions from the political parties about speaking about Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's speech. which many deemed, many of the political, many of the politicians, the public figures have deemed as not unconstructive, and that it did not address possible solutions to get out of the crisis. It rather caused further polarization among the Egyptians who have been fighting in Cairo, and other governments have been literally in a state of, or the streets of Cairo have converged to become a battle zone or a war zone.
Okay, Karim, I do apologize, but I will have to stop you there as we have run out of time. But of course, we do appreciate that detailed update.